Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
So has Jim phoned you back?
No, not yet.
Penny, I was thinking about what you said about the staff being so happy when you thought they'd be concerned about the damage to the lockers.
Oh, yeah. So what do you think is going on?
Nothing. I don't think anything's going on at all. I think you're making far too much out of this, because really there's nothing to worry about.
Oh, thanks.
No, really. All you lot seem to do is gossip. Gosh, if we spent that much time gossiping, we wouldn't get any work done.
Kathy, I don't listen to gossip. And anyway, you can't, even if you wanted to, since you work from home. So don't give me that.
That's not the point. I know you can't wait to hear who Megan sent that text to.
Well, she is my friend.
Well, ask her then.
I can't ask her that.
Exactly, because it's none of your business.
Look, I've got to go and make a phone call to Jim about something. And no, it's not just to ask him about Megan.
OK, well, say hello to him from me. And oh, ask him if he's coming to the party, OK?
Yeah, OK. Hello, Jim.
Oh, hi, Penny. Sorry I didn't get back to you earlier. I was in the garden and I didn't have my phone with me. I tend to lose it if I take it out there.
Oh, don't worry. So, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Look, I've got something to tell you.
Well, I hope it's good.
Well, I think it is.
Come on then, what is it?
I found us some kittens, and I've reserved one for you and one for me.
Oh, Penny, that's wonderful. Where did you get them from?
Well, in the end, I got them from Cats Protection.
Oh, that's great. And is mine male or female?
You've got a female and I've got a male. There was a litter of three boys and one girl, so you were lucky.
Right. Oh, and what colour are they?
They're tabby, and they are adorable. I really did want all of them, because they're so sweet.
Oh, well, thanks for doing that, Penny. And when can we have them?
Oh, in about 3 weeks' time. I've got the date written down somewhere, so I'll tell you tomorrow, OK?
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, that really is brilliant, Penny. Well done. I'm so pleased. It'd be lovely to have some company about the house.
Oh, Jim, they are gorgeous, and I'm sure you'll love her.
I'm sure I will. Right, OK, sorry, I've got to get on, but thanks again, because I really do appreciate it.
Oh, before you go, can I ask you something?
I'm in a bit of a rush. Can it wait till tomorrow?
Well, honestly, it won't take a minute.
All right, but you'll have to be quick.
OK. I just want to know, are you coming to the party?
Oh, yes. Yes. Sorry, I meant to text you. Of course I am. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good. But whatever you do, don't say a word to Kathy about the cats, will you?
No, of course not. Right, I must go now. Thanks again, Penny. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Bye, Jim.
Oh, hello, Megan. You all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Look, I'm sorry to bother you, Matthew, but I did want to have a chat about something.
OK, I'm all ears.
It's about Tina.
Right, well, what's happened?
Oh, no, nothing's happened. It's just, you know, this situation of being friendly towards her. It just doesn't feel right after all the things she's done.
Ah, but the thing is that we have to...
Oh, no, hang on, Matthew. Look, I'm sorry to interrupt. And I know we don't have the proof yet, but being so nice to her just makes me think that she's getting away with it. And I'm sure she'll think that as well.
Look, I know it's difficult, Megan, but it's what Uncle Nick suggested, and I want to do what he says.
I see that. But don't you think it odd? I mean, if she was the one to write those horrible things on my locker, I have to be friendly towards her. Or courteous, for that matter. What does your uncle mean by me being courteous, for goodness sake?
Well, it means being polite and respectful.
Well, I know what it means. And don't get me wrong, I agree that I shouldn't be rude or anything, but to be friendly, well, it's really getting to me.
Well, I suppose if you continue to have a professional approach towards her, then that's not really being unfriendly, is it? So, I would take that as doing what my uncle wants you to do, don't you think?
Oh, yes, I do. Honestly, I won't say the wrong thing and I won't ignore her, but I will feel much happier not being over-friendly when really I can't bear the woman.
Well, I'll ignore that last bit, but as long as you're civil towards her, then I think that'll be fine.
So what will you say to Nick?
I don't need to say anything to him. Remember, we are still monitoring the situation. Someone wrote those things, and I hope in time we'll find out who it was.
Oh, so do I.
But in the meantime, and I don't want you worrying about it, just be yourself. And, Megan, and I haven't said this, but I try and stay clear of Tina if you can.
I will. Thanks, Matthew.
Well, I'm glad we've had this chat. I must admit, I feel like I'm acting out a part which I don't particularly like doing, and I don't feel I'm very good at it, but, you know, maybe she'll get a job and leave us.
Is that what you're hoping will happen?
Well, let's put it this way. It would make life so much easier, wouldn't it?
Oh, Kathy, you're right. So what if management seemed happy today? And why I got so wound up about the blooming lockers, I don't know. I don't really care if one was damaged or not.
Well, as long as it's not yours.
Exactly. I don't know why it got to me so much. And really, I don't care. So I'm not going to mention it again.
Good, because as you said, you didn't even see the damage.
No, I know I didn't. And I'm with Tina all day tomorrow. So if there is something going on, she'll tell me.
Oh, but you won't ask her about it, will you?
No, it's only if she mentions it. And yes, you're right. She could be in a foul mood tomorrow, which would be just great.
So, I take it you've just come off the phone with Jim?
Yeah. And before you ask, he is coming to the party.
Oh, good. And what did he say about Megan and her text?
Oh, I didn't ask. I think you're right about that too. I was just being nosy. I don't need to know what happened. I like her as a friend, and if she wants to tell me, then she will.
Did Jim say something to you?
What, about Megan?
No, about being nosy.
No, he's the last person who'd say anything like that. I didn't mention the shop at all.
Well, you were on the phone for a long time. What else did you say to him?
Kathy, who's being nosy now?
Oh, touché.
This was a good idea of yours.
Well, we never have a proper chance to speak at work.
So, what would you like to drink?
I'll have a red wine, please.
OK.
Do they come to us?
No, I'll have to go to the bar and order them. I won't be a moment.
Hello?
Helen? It's Vince. Where are you?
Oh, I'm at the Fox. I'm having a quick drink with Connie.
Well, you could have let me know. I was wondering where you were.
Well, you know now, and I won't be long.
Yeah, but what about dinner?
Well, you could cook something if you like.
No, I'll get a takeaway.
Well, you don't need to do that. As I said, I won't be that long.
What? Then you'll cook when you get in?
Well, yes, unless you want to do it. You could do something easy.
Helen, you should have told me you were going out.
But it was a last-minute thing.
Well, you could have phoned me.
Well, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Well, don't be late.
What did you say?
I said, don't be late.
Don't you dare tell me when to come back. I'll get back when I want to.
Well, you might find I'm not here then.
Why, where are you going?
Out. Two can play at this game.
Oh, you're pathetic.
Here you are. Oh, blimey, what's wrong?
Oh, Vince just phoned me.
Oh, is he okay?
Yeah, he was wondering where I was.
Well, didn't you tell him we were going for a drink?
No, I forgot.
I see. Well, at least he knows now.
Yes, he certainly does.
I take it he wasn't too pleased.
No, he wasn't, and he told me to come home early.
He said what?
Yeah, he said, don't be late.
Well, that would make me want to stay out late.
Oh, good idea. Shall we have dinner as well, then?
Well, don't you want to have dinner with Vince?
No. Because he says he'll probably go out anyway.
Oh, Helen, I don't want to cause any problems. If you want to go home now, I don't mind.
No way. He can't come back from Italy and start ordering me around.
Well, I don't know if he's doing that exactly.
Well, that's what it feels like, and I'm not having it. Right. I hope you're up for a late night, because I am, if you are.
Well, I've got nothing else planned.
Good. Oh, and dinner's on me. It'll be my treat. And no arguments. It's a way of saying thank you for all that you've done.
You don't need to do that.
No, I know I don't, but I want to. Without you, I don't know how I would have coped.
Well, I'm just glad we were able to open again, because I was worried at one point we wouldn't.
Oh, Connie, so was I. I honestly thought I'd lose the business. But you kept me going, which is more than I can say for Vince.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.